This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Edward Robinson, please note the following medical letter, period. Edward is E-D-W-A-R-D. Last name Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. On March 11th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 63-year-old male, height 5'7" tall, weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 14th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Initially, the patient was stunned, period. Another van illegally entered the intersection running a red light, forcing the collision, period. The patient was in a Kia SUV, striking the other vehicle. Period. Both airbags were deployed, period. The patient's vehicle had moderate damage and was not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. His left knee hit the steering column, period. The next few hours he had pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, left knee, comma, down his leg to his hip, comma, and mid-back, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, and left knee, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, comma, and medication, period. His pain is described as intermittent, approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is an aching, burning, and throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the mid-back down the left arm, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with sciatica, period. He was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, and medication, period. It is intermittent, period. The pain occurs approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is throbbing and burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the knee and occasionally down the right leg, period. He's experiencing numbness and tingling, period. New paragraph. The left knee pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, and medication, period. It is a constant throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. The laceration does have a scar, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was the next afternoon. He was seen at St. Francis Emergency Room in Crawfordsville, period. He was treated and released, but had x-rays as well as wound care, period. A few days later, he was seen by a chiropractor for about 4 to 5 months, period. He had several treatments, period. He was later seen by Dr. Riggs Clinic, R-I-G-G-S Clinic, seen a few times, period. Referred to another chiropractor, Dr. Frizzy, F-R-I-Z-Z-I. Seen 4 to 5 times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sex, comma, walking upstairs, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, bowling, comma, lifting over 20 pounds, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph, medications are none. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine and exercises. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for right shoulder, comma, right biceps, comma, and right hip, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals a motorcycle auto accident in 1989, causing wear to his right hip, injuring his right eye, period. He injured his neck and other body parts, but they totally resolved other than the right hip in a few months, period. He has not had prior injuries to his neck, period. The low back was never injured in the past, period. The left knee was never injured in the past, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a home improvement specialist with heavy labor, period. He works full-time, period. He missed approximately 1.25 years of part-time work, period. He presently works with pain. And when he works, he requires more assistance and frequent breaks, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on a sampling of the studies I saw. Emergency room report, Franciscan Health, July 15th, 2022. Male who presents to the emergency department for evaluation of MVC that began yesterday evening, period. He T-boned another vehicle at an intersection when another vehicle did not stop at a red light, period. Pain to the right side of his neck as well as bruising to his left thigh. Abnormalities noted on examination, including pain to palpation of the neck, small wound to the left calf. They did a CT of the cervical spine and CT of the lumbar spine. CT of the lumbar spine showed L4-5, mild diffuse disc bulge, L5-S1, mild disc bulge, period. Impression in the emergency room was lower lumbar spondylosis, mild spinal canal stenosis, L4-5. Actually, that impression is of the CT of the lumbar spine. CT of the cervical spine showed C5-6, some bulging of the disc, C6-7, some mild disc bulge, period. Impression 1, no evidence of acute fracture or traumatic malalignment of the cervical spine. 2, lower cervical spondylosis, period. Impression from the emergency room was motor vehicle accident. They prescribed cyclobenzaprin and naproxen, period. End of that report. Riggs, RIGGS, Community Health Center, May 4th, 2023. Back pain onset 10 months ago. Lower back, pain is radiating to the upper torso, period. Context, motor vehicle accident, period. Patient was an MVA in July 2022. Patient suffers from back pain since then, period. Assessment, chronic bilateral low back pain with left-sided sciatica. X-rays ordered. Dr. Frizzy for physical functional services, period. End of that report. Another note from Riggs. December 27th, 2023, musculoskeletal pain onset 1 week ago, location left knee, trauma type fall occurred at work 1 week ago, period. Assessment, pain and swelling of the left lower leg, felt work 1 week ago, works in construction and was working with concrete at the time. Antibiotics prescribed for presumptive cellulitis, period. Wagner Chiropractic Center, October 23rd, 2023, reviewed records. History is accident July 14th, hit another car. Systems review, lower back pain, right side. Right leg numbness, constant, period. Neck numbness comes and goes, period. They performed $1,500 worth of treatment, period. Indiana officer standard crash report. Both drivers complained of pain and sought medical treatment, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 14th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On Dr. Mandel here, on the section of past traumatic medical history, I said there were no work injuries. Let's change that. Mention a mild injury to the left knee occurring at work due to a fall, December of 2023, period. Okay, new paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination was unremarkable, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed a 3.5 by 3 centimeter scar involving the left lower medial knee. It was hypersensitive, period. Unrelated scars of the skin was a large vertical right lateral hip scar due to old surgery, period. Right shoulder arthroscopic scars were present, period. Examination of the cervical area was abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm, heat, diminished range of motion and strength, period. In the cervical area, extension was diminished by 26 degrees, comma, flexion by 8 degrees, comma, side bending by 28 degrees on the left, comma, 24 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 14 degrees on the left, comma, and 10 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal with heat and tenderness, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 86 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation of the left ankle region, period. There was diminished examination of the left knee to reveal diminished strength but full range of motion of both knees, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1. Neck trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, C5-6 and C6-7 bulging disc, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, L4-5 and L5-S1 bulging disc, period. Number 3, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of July 14th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guide to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following two impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical area, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of July 14th, 2022, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will potentially need surgery in the back and possibly a left knee that was discussed with his physicians, period. Over-the-counter medications will cost approximately $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the neck, low back, and left knee would be approximately $3,000, period. A back and knee brace would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DOM of Dictation.